Good morning. All the information in the world is available to us on our smartphone. How many times in just the last week have you wondered what the answer was to a question and you or somebody you were talking to whipped out the phone and looked it up? I was watching a new Canadian TV show called Allegiance. It takes place in Surrey, BC. They sure have a lot of cops, I thought. How big is Surrey? I looked it up. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 700,000 people. Perhaps that development in our lives, the ability to instantly answer a question, has made us feel somewhat better informed, but it has not made us smarter. Knowing a simple fact about an issue is not the same as knowing the issue. I'll give you an example from the past week or so. I was taken on by people on the cost of electric vehicle replacement batteries. The first caller insisted they cost, and he was talking actual average cost, not as high as, $40,000. Somebody else got mad at me when I disagreed and sent me a link to an article that discussed a $60,000 replacement. In both of those cases, the individuals had seen headlines, but had not apparently read the articles. Both of those stories were of outliers and generally a result of misunderstandings. Low information, headline reactors. It's because we become accustomed to thinking that we can have instant gratification information. Generally, we can't. We didn't have that problem to the same degree when people read books. I think people who read books also read the newspaper, the articles, as opposed to skimming the headlines on their phone while watching Survivor on TV. Is there science behind what I'm saying? A site called EdSource, and yes, I get the irony of the fact that I looked this up online, says, a meta-analysis of the link between leisure reading and comprehension confirms previous findings that printed material beats digital content, finding that print is 6 times better at boosting comprehension skills. While many schools now teach children using computers, e-readers, and tablets, some experts warn that could be undermining learning. A review of 25 studies involving 470,000 students found digital reading had a negative impact on comprehension for primary and middle school pupils. Although reading from screens had a more positive impact for high school and university students, it was still far less beneficial than print. Let me tell you a story. In school, I was not the smart kid, not an academic star in any way. A frequent comment on my report cards over the years was, Jerry could do so much better if he applied himself. My parents interpreted that as, Jerry should do more homework. I interpreted it as, Jerry does okay when he's interested. But of course, as with most people, I was naturally better at some subjects than others. I'm sure that applied and still applies to you as well. But there's one day in one class, about grade 4, I think, that stands out in my memory. My parents did not purchase a television until I was in grade 9. I wasn't happy about it. It's only now that I look back and realize what a favor they did me. That day, the teacher handed out a story with the sheets of paper upside down on the desk. We were told to turn over the papers, read the story, and turn it back over again when done. Even if not done, when the clock ran out on the timed assignment. I read it, turned the paper over, and started staring at the ceiling. And I remember the teacher challenging me as to whether it actually read it. Apparently, I was the first one to finish. The payoff is that next came a test on the material we'd just read. I was the only one in the class to achieve a perfect score. Now, this is not about me claiming to be the smartest one in class. I was not. I was the only one without a TV to stare at, and I think that was the difference. I read books. I read recreationally, while all the other students read only when forced to, begrudgingly. Last night, as I thought about this issue, I went to the bookshelf and took down my red book of children's fairy tales. It's falling apart. The spine is disconnecting. It's my oldest book, and I will never lose it. I used to take it to bed or curl up on the sofa with it, read those stories to myself when I was just old enough to read. It's the book that took me away from being read to as a child. I read to myself, for myself. I escaped into the world of the story. So last night for fun, I read The Boy Who Went to the North Wind. Even now, that reading required me to imagine what the boy might look like, what the North Wind looked like. What did the landlord of the inn, the bad guy of the story, look like? What sort of journey was it to walk to where the North Wind lived? Yes, there were illustrations, but those were more of an assist than the spoon-feeding provided by a screen. I love TV shows and movies, but they shovel information. They don't require engagement in the same way. They don't make us think. Researchers estimate that if a student spends 10 hours reading in print in their free time, their ability to comprehend will likely be 6 to 8 times greater than if they read on digital devices for the same amount of time. Books are more likely to engender the kind of deep reading that lays the foundation for critical thinking, according to experts. Science News Explorers reports Naomi Barron is a scientist who studies language and reading. She works at American University in Washington, D.C. Barron is the author of How We Read Now, a book about digital reading and learning. She says one way mindset works is in anticipating how easy or hard we expect the reading to be. If we think it'll be easy, we might not put in much effort. Much of what we read on screen tends to be text messages and social media posts. They're usually easy to understand, so when people read on screen, they read faster. Their eyes scan the pages and the words faster than if they're reading on a piece of paper. But when reading fast, we may not absorb all the ideas as well. That fast skimming, she says, can become a habit associated with reading on screen. The pandemic could have been a time for having our kids read books, was it? Or did they while away the time away from school and from friends by parking themselves in front of a phone, a laptop, or the TV? A book requires us to go from A, page one, to B, the last page, in a linear fashion, one page after another. The screen allows us to go like Alice down the rabbit hole of link after link, and it's not necessarily a wonderland. Remember that in Wonderland, Alice learns we're all mad here. Online, we can end up in a mad dash through links that take us seemingly everywhere, but ultimately not really anywhere. A book is a focused project, engaging your mind. Experts say that it doesn't matter so much what we read, it is that we do read. If your child can only engage in books by reading fiction aimed at their age and grade level, well, that's fine. Achieving the love of reading, the transformative feeling of being taken on a journey, lost in the story, sets a child up for reading to learn. A book engages much of our senses. It involves physical touch, the action of turning the pages, the smell of the paper, and an engaged mind. A book in the hand is worth 5 on the screen. How's it working for you? How's it working for your family? If you actually engage in books, if you get your kids engaged in books, you'll be a better, more well-informed individual, and you're setting your children up for a better life if they read, even if it's a situation where you have to sort of pry them away from the screen and make them read the first book. Do you remember the controversy that came up around Harry Potter when those books first came out? Oh, it's getting kids engaged in witchcraft and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Donnie, you're laughing. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, you know what I thought? Hey, the kids are reading.
Yeah, how could anybody be against kids reading?
It was a fantastic thing. It was a book that I have to say probably drew millions of kids to sitting down and reading a story.
Yeah, kids spending the same amount of time watching Love Island or whatever other garbage reality show that I enjoy that they're not appreciating or shouldn't be appreciating is probably worse.
One of my sons, when the first book came out, wasn't quite ready to read that book to himself. So I had the experience of sitting with him and reading the first Harry Potter book to him and talking to him about it. And then by the time the second book came out, I think I got cut out of the equation. He was able to read it to himself, but he's read them all. And as a result is a reader. Somebody writes in, it was like Dungeons and Dragons. It caused satanic panic. Sure, it was satanic panic for the people who, weren't of my generation, because for us, it was Black Sabbath. That's what, that band is making kids worship the devil. Well, turns out it was just music, after all. And you know why? Because I've read about it in books. Coming up, I'm going to talk to an expert on this subject on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.